Let's pick up Janice in Cleveland, and she's got a question about her bones and all. Are you there, Janice?
Yes, I am, Dr. Marshall.
Good. And how old a woman are you?
I'm 69 years old. I'm a vegetarian. I exercise every day, about a half an hour a day.
Good.
I don't do any white products, white sugar, white flour, anything like that. And I don't drink tap water.
Good.
But the doctor tells me that I have osteopenia and prediabetes, so that's, okay. I'm concerned about it.
Well, these conditions are possible, even though you're doing all these good things, as you have just learned. First of all, at your age, digestion is going south. Okay?
Detox kit, I have that. I've been doing it for about 4 months from you.
Well, the HCL detox kit would be extremely important. And how much do you weigh?
140.
Okay, so for you at your age and all, if I was told I was pre-diabetic, I would want to use at least 4-HCL and 2-Activator. Are you using that much?
No, I'm not. I'll start doing that.
Bump up. The other thing is digest. During the meals, I would take 1 to 2. If it's a small meal without meat or fish or poultry, you could get away with 1 digest. If it's a meal with meat or fish or poultry, you're right on the borderline. You'd need 2.
All right.
Okay, so now we've got digestion going. Now what we have to ask is, what could possibly be the problem with the osteopenia? Well, here we could have one of two things, kidney and or parathyroid.
Okay.
Now in the kidney, have you had babies?
Yes, one child.
And was there a tear rectally to vaginally that you ended up with an episiotomy?
Nothing like that, no.
Excellent. Okay. Have you ever sustained a severe blow to your low back?
No.
Okay. So chances are the kidneys are good. You don't retain any fluid. Your legs don't swell, that sort of thing, right?
No, sir. Uh-uh.
Okay, so then the chances are we're dealing with parathyroid.
Okay.
Okay, because when the case is difficult, these are the two nasty little guys that keep us, even when you're doing, you should be on pH paper and pH trio.
Okay.
And what you should do is just bump up the coral in the pH trio till you get a first AM, first morning, urine pH, that is green, 6.4 to 7.0.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if that won't go no matter what you do, or you wake up and it's an 8, then you're in alkalosis, you're in trouble with ammonia. If that just lover money won't make it go, then we know we've got either a parathyroid or a kidney, and we kind of ruled out kidney for you, so we're suspecting parathyroid.
I see. Okay.
Now, parathyroid is the gland, these little teeny dot glands in your throat, near your thyroid, okay? And this guy, from what we can learn from quantum reflex analysis, controls the thyroid.
I see.
And this guy is very sensitive to heavy metal poisoning. Where would we get that? The junk in our teeth.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would lead me to ask you, do you have silver fillings?
Yes, I do.
And have you had the misfortune also, as the years have gone by, to get some crowns?
I have indeed.
Okay, so what you have in your mouth, according to Murray Vimy, a researcher from Canada, and corroborated by researchers in South Africa, in Germany, and in Norway, we know that there is no mammal and no human being that can withstand the heavy metal poisoning that this combination creates. And here's the deal. Mercury is a deadly poison. As soon as we put a dissimilar metal in there, then the toxic metals start coming out 80 times faster, 80. Okay, now he put silver fillings and crowns in monkeys and in sheep, and they died in a matter of months. Okay,
yeah.
And this work was done by British Broadcasting Corporation in a BBC Panorama news series where they went to 5 continents investigating mercury amalgams. And it was a fabulous piece of work that, for some reason, during the Clinton administration, they thought it wasn't okay for public television to view.
Oh, my goodness.
And fortunately, I got to see this because it's pretty scary stuff.
Okay.
But I'm sure that's the problem. Now, I can guess at what I think would help you get free of it, but your best bet would be to see a QRA practitioner and be tested head to toe and make sure the dose is good.
I see.
In any event, what I would do if I were you with this situation is I would take 2 teaspoons of CoQ quinol, and I would mix that with 2 teaspoons of heavy metal nano detox and 2 teaspoons of nano green tea.
Okay.
That should be enough to get the parathyroid back to track. Okay?
Okay.
Once he comes online, you should see you can get your pH up easy. And you should see you're starting to regain bone.
All right.
you stop popping and cracking and creaking,
right,
and the pH starts holding. Obviously, you're going to need pH paper,
right,
and pH Trio,
okay,
and I think you're going to be ecstatic with what this does. That's going to take care of the issue of the osteopenia, Lord willing.
Okay.
If it doesn't, we got to get you to a practitioner, but it should.
Okay.
Now, the next issue we've got is the pre-diabetic condition.
Yeah.
And this is something we have great gratitude to the University of California at Irvine and to University of Pennsylvania, who are the co-discoverers of nanobacterial infections. And these are nasty, super, super small little bugs that can lay down calcium in your arteries and cause heart disease, heart attack, circulatory problems, diabetes, and kidney failure.
Here.
And they have all this in common, and the main reason they can get access to our body is inadequate HCL.
I see.
So we fix that for you.
Right.
So now we have to go to the next step. How do we get these little buggers out of there?
Mm-hmm.
And so it usually takes 4 months, and you go on something that's kind of strong garlic smell and taste, but when you're finished, within 20, 30 minutes, you'll have no garlic smell on your body,
okay,
because it's been nanized, fed to beneficial probiotic organisms. And this is called heart nano detox.
Okay, heart nano.
And at your body size, you get lucky. You only need about 4 teaspoons. You could mix that with your CoQ quinol and your heavy metal nano detox and mix it with the green tea, and you'll sip that after breakfast in a bunch of water, maybe 24 to 32 ounces of water,
okay,
and you'll be done by nightfall.
All right.
And you just do this religiously for about 4 months. Usually, in about a month, everything looks good, and so then the dummies stop taking it. Don't be a dummy.
I won't.
Because I hear this, and I hear it so many times. I mean, I feel like I'm a recording sometimes. Don't do that, because it's going to be a mess.
Okay.
And then when you're done with this, never eat a cooked food meal without the HCL detox kit again.
Okay.
And then you don't have to look forward to this happening, whether you're 59 or 89.
Okay, good.
And
right.
I love what this does. I've seen thousands of people clear kidney issues, heart issues, and pancreas issues. So go for it. I think you're going to just love it, okay?
I'm going to do that.